Hello, this is co-curator Thomas Herron speaking. For half a century, this portrait of Queen Elizabeth I hung unheralded in a gift shop in eastern North Carolina. It has recently been verified as authentic. Based on the sitter's appearance and other factors, the painting has been dated to the mid-1590s, when the Queen was in her 60s. It was likely painted in London by the studio of Marcus Geraerts the Younger. The original ownership of this painting, as well as how and why it survived the ravages of time, is a mystery. Although the portrait could well have been a gift to a loyal servitor or an ambassador, it doesn't necessarily show the Queen in her best light. And the Queen is on record for having ordered unflattering portraits of herself destroyed. The painting is highly unusual in portraying the Queen as an aged woman, wrinkles and all. Note, too, the fine clothing and jewels that signal her regal status. The painting therefore opens a window on dynastic politics, including those involving Ireland. The Queen's enemies were fond of slandering her as an illegitimate tyrant and heretic, daughter of Henry VIII's mistress Anne Boleyn, whose subtle wiles with the king caused his first divorce and helped usher in the Protestant Reformation to England. As Elizabeth herself aged, she was cursed by Irish rebels, who were mostly Catholic, as a Calach, or old hag. Her friends, simultaneously, were fearful of her aging, because her decision not to marry and produce an heir by the 1590s had imperiled the security of the realms. Should she die without a chosen successor, chaos might come again. England and Ireland had had a long history of civil turmoil based on competing claims to the English throne, and the Queen's age and infertility contributed to an ongoing anxiety.